This is one of my favorite pieces. This is a head of a statue of King Osirkaf.
Mahmoud Helouegi, director of the Egyptian Museum, is showing me around. The Egyptian Museum was first opened in 1902. It contains one of the biggest collections of ancient Egyptian artifacts in the world. The museum is doing its best to renovate and attract new visitors. But earlier this year, a scandal hit its most famous exhibit, the gold death mask of Tutankhamun. The beard on Tutankhamun's mask was hurriedly fixed back on with epoxy resin, potentially damaging the exhibit. To Helouegi, the media got the wrong idea.
I don't like to the word scandal, because this was this propaganda was meant by some Egyptian media and some international media, and the international media was trying to say that the Egyptians are not capable to preserve or to maintain their cultural heritage.
The mask is still on display and is due to have its botched restoration job repaired soon. In the meantime, the museum is trying to work out how to keep people coming in and how to keep them engaged. Here's the problem. The museum is full of fascinating things, but the signs dotted around don't tell the average visitor very much, and you need a guide. Attracting visitors with this setup might be tougher for the museum than getting people to forget about Tut's beard. Tom Hardwick is a British Egyptologist based in Cairo.
If you know what you're looking at, you can see the greatest collection on earth. If you don't know what you're looking at, yes, it's very difficult to sort of get a toehold on the material.
Hardwick says just because it might be tough doesn't mean the museum should be overlooked.
What it does have, though, is charm in abundance. You are getting a museum experience that in Britain, Europe, or the States has largely been forgotten about for the last 50 years. This idea of putting everything you have on display for people rather than curators saying, here are our highlights.
Egypt is now planning to open two new museums, the Grand Egyptian Museum and the Museum of Civilization. But a decline in tourist numbers means that museum entrance is down, presenting a funding problem for all the museums, which are being created to draw in more tourists. Minister for Antiquities, Mamdou El-Damati, agrees.
Serious problem by financing. You know, the Ministry of Antiquities is the only minister in the cabinet, in the Egyptian cabinet, which financed itself by its income. It means we're facing already a serious problem. I didn't cut from the budget of the country. I have to make my budget.
So let me get this straight. It seems like you're trapped in a kind of a vicious cycle, right? You need people to pay to go to museums to give you money to fund the museums again.
Right.
Keeping the doors of the Egyptian Museum open isn't just about its own funding, but funding the museums of Egypt's future as well, something that's proving a challenge for now. Ruth Michelson, RFI, Cairo.